Thanks for listening to the Red Bluff Vineyard podcast. Also check out our website, www.redbluffvineyard.church, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. If you want to stay connected more, also download the Red Bluff Vineyard Church app on the Google or Apple stores.
Hey, so welcome again. We're super excited about today because today is, a really big day for us as a church. It's a big day for us as, I think, a community, and it's obviously a big day for Nikki and Corey Walter and their family. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do today is, if it's your first time here, we normally would have like a Bible message and would, read scripture together and kind of like have a part of our normal sermon series. But today we're taking a break from that, and we're starting a new sermon series, as we mentioned, next week on the book of Ephesians. But today we're going to be doing an ordination, which means that we are actually gathering together as a community to recognize the calling and the gifting that Nikki has on her life. And so what we wanted to do was actually just kind of share a little bit of the story and then share some of the biblical scriptures that we would look to kind of help steer us and guide us. But before we do that, I'd love to have Donna open us in prayer.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that we were able to spend more time together today, and I pray that through this message, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our minds, Lord, to what you have for each and every single one of us, Lord. Whatever you have for us in our occupations and in our families, Lord, I just pray that you'd speak to us in your holy name. Amen.
So today actually marks the three-year anniversary of Don and I moving to Red Bluff.
Yeah. Well, 3 years for you.
3 years, yeah, 3 years for me.
Yeah.
And just a month under for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we moved separately because she needed a month break from me. But anyway, it's been up and down, and there's been some great things, and there's been challenges, but we're really honored to be here. We love the city of Red Bluff. We love this church community. So we're obviously very honored to be here, but it is kind of interesting that 3 years down the road from being here, we are officially going to be releasing a couple to move to another country. Feels like it. I've been to Alturas. It kind of feels like another country. I'm like, where are we? We're sending, we're releasing, we're encouraging. We want to resource a couple to go to pastor a church and to plant a new church. And that's like a really good part of our story, I think, as a community. I want to just say, very quickly that we are honored as a church, I think, to be building upon a foundation that was laid much longer than 3 years ago. Steve and Maxine Agarda were here for 24 plus years and just laid a lot of groundwork. And I know they were a huge part of Nikki and Corey's background too. So can we just, they're not here right now, but can we just honor them and just give them a round of applause? Because we're thankful for that. It's very, very good. So, just kind of the way this happened is really fascinating. So when I moved here, we didn't have a lot of kids in the church at the time, but we started having young families come with children pretty quickly. And I think it was like 3 weeks into the transition that we had enough kids where it was like, okay, we should probably, figure something out. And Nikki, Nikki came into my office one day and was like, hey, Corey and I really want to help out. How can we help? And she said, what do you need? And I was like, well, honestly, we could really use somebody just to step into that role, because we had a great team of people who are rotating before that for our kids' church. And so I said, we need to continue to utilize those volunteers, but we need somebody to kind of step into that role. And I said, so here's the deal, Nikki. If you want to do that, that'd be great. But I'm just going to let you know you're going to have to figure it out for yourself. Because I don't know anything about kids other than the fact that I have 5 of them, but I don't know anything else. And I said, I just don't have the time right now to be able to spend time teaching you how to do that. Plus, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to that. And I said, but I do know my wife has been doing it for the last, I don't know, you did it for 11 years.
11 years, yeah.
Said, so let's call her right now if you're willing. And she said she was willing. Yeah. So I called Dawn and I handed the phone over to Nikki and you guys talked for like 5 minutes, right?
No, it was kind of interesting because I randomly got a phone call. And Luke said it was a Skype call, I think with Michelle Ackley too, and Nikki and Luke, and they said, "This is Nikki, and she's going to take over our children's ministry, and you need to talk to her." So we ended up talking for about probably 2 hours. She shared her whole life story with me. It was amazing, and if you haven't heard that, I encourage you to just get to know Nikki and Corey, because they are the most gentle, kind, loving people and family
Here it comes.
Nope. he bet me $5 that I'm not gonna cry.
I said $5 so. Says you do.
And Monica's like, it's just $5, Don. I'm like, I know, but it's $5. Yeah, so I'm not gonna cry.
She's a good mom. She's like, that's $5 for my kids. So you talked to her for a while.
Yes, and I just by that conversation, I could tell that the Holy Spirit was working in her and Corey's life. She wanted to serve the church in any capacity that she could, and she has totally changed our children's ministry and made it remarkable, and it's growth in the kids, and we are just so thankful for her, and she did way more than I ever did in 11 years, so very, very proud of her.
No comment. So we're really, you know, very honored to have Nikki be a part of our community. In fact, you know, I've told people before, and if you've been around the church and you kind of know some of the inner workings, Nikki served as our kids pastor for the last 3 years. But she's been way more than that. I mean, she has functioned as an associate pastor in many ways too. She's a part of almost every leadership team here at the Vineyard. And so, you know, for our church to be sending and releasing and doing so with, you know, this tension of like the sorrow and grief of knowing that she's leaving, we are not just losing, so to speak, a kids pastor. We're losing somebody who's been serving in leadership for this church in a significant way. So she is more than ready, more than qualified, more than all that type of stuff. And I want to talk about that for a few minutes here. But before I do that, I just want to say this. The thing about Nikki's story is that Nikki didn't go to seminary, you know, 20 years ago and do a master's degree in theology. She didn't, like, spend her life wanting to be a pastor. And I think that's significant because what we see is in this story is that God does call people who seem ordinary, but he is an extraordinary God who empowers people. And so, maybe if you're out there right now, you're wondering, I could never do that. You're right. You couldn't do it on your own, but you could do it with God's help. And God has helped her a lot, and I think that's kind of part of the story that's really exciting for me, is to see that this is a story of the Vineyard movement's emphasis on everybody gets to play. We want to do that. So here's a couple thoughts. What is ordination? You know, a number of people have asked me about that, and I would say this: we are not today, as a church community, we are not telling her she is called. We are not calling her, we're not gifting her. What we're doing is we're recognizing God's calling in her life. We're recognizing the gifting that she has. And I think to anybody who's spent any time with Nikki, they can see that. And a couple of things, you know, came to mind as I've been thinking about that. A, you know, the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians, Paul lists this long list of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I think mercy's in there. And about this part is where I forget all the rest. But there's a whole bunch of these qualifications and fruit, I would say. And Nikki, you know, she exhibits those, I think, in a profoundly, just a profound way. And anybody agree? Amen?
Like, amen.
Yeah. I also see a lot of gifting in her life, too. This, let me tell you, the moment I fell in love with Nikki as a leader last year. I had known her for 2 years, and I thought she was a great leader. But last year, I think in February, we went to Phoenix for this large church gathering that the Vineyard was putting on, because we were trying to figure out we had no idea what we were doing, because the church grew. We were like, I don't know, how do you do this? And so the Vineyard put on this conference, and it was really, really helpful stuff, which we've been slowly trying to work in. But when we were there, the first night, her and I got into this huge argument. And she like would not let up at all, and I don't let up. So it was like, I was like, man, she's a really good leader. Now I know. I was like, she's a pistol and a half. And if you know Nikki, you haven't experienced that unless you've really know Nikki. Corey's
just smiling.
Corey's like, Corey's, yeah. But I mean, what I loved about it is that Nikki is she's very like strong. She's a strong leader, and I really respected that about her, even though she was wrong about whatever we were talking about, which I don't even remember, because now I think she probably was right, but now I'm second guessing.
She's right about most things.
Yeah, I know. I was like, later on that night, I was like, maybe she is right. So fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, I think the qualifications are there. She has gone through a ton of training. She's in ongoing training. I believe firmly, and I think Donna believes firmly, that you know leadership is about being teachable, and I see her continuing to do all that she can to learn skills and ideas and things like that. And then lastly, what I am really excited about is in the book of 1 Timothy, Paul talks about if anyone desires to be a pastor, it's a worthy or a noble cause, and I see desire. And so Nikki can tell you her story from her perspective. And Nikki's not, Nikki and Corey aren't leaving, like this isn't their last Sunday. They'll be here for another, basically 2 months. Mm-hmm. And so Nikki will be able to share more of her story. But I'll tell you the story from my perspective. I think it was probably about a year ago, Nikki kind of said, hey, we should do something in Alturas. Right, and I was like, well, what country is that again? I had no idea where that was at. And so initially she was thinking, hey, maybe we could, you know, find somebody who would be willing to move there and to plant church, and we can kind of like help resource them. And I was like, that sounds great. Let's keep our eye out and our ears open. And then I think it was like 2 months later, it was like, well, what about if we like went up there once a quarter? I think that started, right? And we're like, yeah, we could go up there once a quarter and do some type of a ministry thing. And then it was like, well, what about monthly? That sounds great. And then, and that's when I knew what was about to happen. Because I think it was, I'm going to tell the story like it was 6 in the morning, but it was probably closer to 7 a.m. She texted me and she said, hey, could Corey and I get together with you and Don? And I'm like, okay, Saturday morning. So I said, yeah, so when do you want to do that? And she's like, today. I was like, whoa. So we went out for breakfast, and when we were driving there, I was telling Donna, I was like, I wonder what she wants to talk about. And I said, it's going to probably be that she's planting a church. And we got there, and I didn't even let you sit down. I was like, are you leaving? And then she started crying. I'm like, she's leaving. I'm like, oh. So is that about what happened?
Straight to the point.
Yeah, I had to get to it. I was like, where are we going to plant this church at? Anyway, so I've not only seen desire and more heart and passion for this in her, but I think what really, honestly, so Corey is like, I just love Corey.
You owe me $5.
I know. Anyway, I love Corey. Corey's like, he's like my fishing buddy. And if you've been here, you know I tease him all the time because he's so nice, he won't beat me up. Like, I know I can get away with it. He's just so nice. And we fished a lot, and I love Corey and Nikki, and we were fishing, I don't know, a couple months ago, and he was just sharing with me how this is going to be such an answer to prayer for him just to be able to spend more time with his family. And that's when I was like, I'm 110% on board with this. I'll do whatever it takes to help you move the ball forward a little bit. And so that's the only reason why I'm willing to accept that. So, you know, there's a lot of desire, and obviously, you know, I think Corey and Nikki are going to, man, I owe you like $10 now. This is terrible. They're going to figure out.
He's so sensitive.
Whatever.
Our roles are switched in our relationship.
That's actually true. I'm like, cuddle with me. You're like, no. Stick to the script. Okay. So what is ordination? We are, again, and I think we are doing this as a community. I do want to be very clear about that, is we are collectively recognizing the calling and the gifting in Nikki in her life, you know, and her calling to serve as a pastor and to plant a church, and it's really exciting. You know, I wanted to say for a moment, you know, and talk about women empowerment in the Vineyard. This is a huge value that we have as a movement, you know, and so that's been something that we've been committed to since the minute we got here, because we believe it's something very important about the kingdom of God. It's important for the church and today's culture, and so we're excited to be a part of a movement that believes in that. And so, you know, we're basically just carrying forward the values and the vision we have about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God surpasses the social structures that exist in our world, and it empowers people to be able to serve no matter what gender they are. And so we are, you know, gift and calling based as a movement. And I think that that's an important thing for us to share. You know, the whole idea of Nikki being a pastor is kind of a funny story, though, which Don can share with you.
So Nikki has always, probably before you even came here, she's always been pastoral and caring and trying to influence people's lives and being there for them and discipling them. So there was a few conversations that Nikki and I would have. I'm sure she had it with other people too, but one conversation that we had was that Don, how are you okay with having a title as a pastor? And I honestly struggled with it too. So it was, you know, because it's, I grew up in the Assemblies of God where it was more men doing more things. And but one day I just said, Nikki, you're doing everything. You're pastoring people. You're pastoring the teachers. You're pastoring the children. You're already doing it. You are a pastor. So you just have to get over yourself and just accept it. You are a pastor. So, yeah.
You're not going to cry?
I didn't cry.
Dang it. I got to get my $5 back. So that's, I think, important too, is that part of the story is that, you know, Nikki didn't like go looking for this. It's something that God developed inside of her. So what we're going to do, and also too, by the way, this is totally in our theological trajectory as a movement. You know, we really believe this is about being, it's grounded in the work of the Spirit. You know, we always point to the work of the Spirit as being our foundation. And so we see that. And so it's based on evidence. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul says, don't be too hasty to lay hands on pastors. In the context, it's about pastors. And so I can say for 3 years, I have seen Nikki do nothing but, provide evidence. And I mean, just it's been time and time again where it's like, gosh, she is so gifted, so called. So Nikki, we're going to ask you to come forward and we are going to actually give you a charge. So if you would stand and maybe hang out right here, get on your knees and bow, just kidding, kiss the signet ring. She just told me to shut up. That's why she should be a pastor. So Nikki, as you enter the first stage of your calling, we do offer you our support, our advice, and our prayer. We're going to be here for you. All the time. And because as you have learned and you will continue to learn, pastoring is a very lonely journey sometimes. And, so there's times where you're going to need to talk to somebody, and we want to always be there for you. With that in mind, we want to encourage you to continue to seek the advice of people who have stood the test of time. You know, you have developed relationships in the vineyard and outside of the vineyard with people who have remained faithful, and we want to encourage you to continue to do that. We are totally satisfied that God is calling you into the ministry. Our job is not to give you the call, but to recognize what God is doing. So please clearly answer these questions now before God and this church so that everyone can hear you. And Don can put the mic. But are you sure of God's calling on your life?
Yes.
Are you now answering that call publicly?
Yes.
Are you now willing to dedicate your life to God's service?
Yes.
Are you willing to go wherever God calls you to go?
Yes.
Even Alturas? Okay.
The one place I said I would never go, yes.
Is it your desire to become a minister in the church of God?
Yes.
Do you promise to remain faithful to that call?
Yes.
I charge you then on the basis of the answers that you have given to fulfill your duties and obligations in the ministry to the best of your abilities. May God bless your ministry and may you do great work in his kingdom. So what we're going to do right now is I'm actually going to have Nikki come down here. And if you would like to come forward, we're going to lay hands on Nikki and just pray for her. So you can feel free to do that. I'm going to ask Rose to come forward. And Art, I think, Art's going to come up here and pray.
Father, thank you for the opportunity to pray for this precious lady. And Lord, as she pursues this journey to north of us, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. And she's taken a risk because she trusts you to guide her and direct her and to give her wisdom and discernment on how to respond to every situation, every circumstance, as the challenges come her way, and the things that she doesn't understand, that she would just give them to you and trust you to guide her and direct her. We pray for Corey and the kids and the rest of the family. Lift them up to you as they support her. And Lord, most important, that we as a church continue to pray for her and to give her the covering that she needs to pursue this. And Alturas needs people and they need Jesus, and she'll help make that happen. We thank you and we praise you for what you're doing, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, I pray that you would continue to just speak to Corey and Nikki as a unit, Lord, and they're doing this together. I just pray that you give them clarity and vision for their city. I just pray that you would bless each step that they take, Lord, on this next journey. And I also pray for any way that we can help as a church family, Lord, that you would just help us dream dreams for them and have visions, Lord, and just encouragement. Just surround them with your love, Lord, and your direction. Pray that anything that is not of you, Lord, I just pray against that. And any attacks that the enemy may have, just pray that you would strengthen their marriage and their relationships.
In Ephesians 4:11, it says, "He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." So we recognize the gift that the Lord has invited you into and given you and deposited in your life as a pastor, teacher, Nikki. And just as I had said to you earlier, when the gospel came to Philippi, Paul found Lydia, and it says the Lord opened her heart to receive Paul's message. So I just pray over and over again, the Lord will open your heart to receive the message from the Spirit of all that he's inviting you into. I pray protection over your marriage, over your family, and that you would be partners in this work of the gospel. We recognize the gifting in you, and we pray for every resource that you will need, that it's in you, the deposit is in you, and along the way, the Lord will just call more and more and more forth and lead you into what he's inviting the two of you to be a part of in this town. We pray for open hearts. We pray for the way paved before you, that the Spirit of God is already drawing those that will come alongside and be a part of the work there. So we bless you today. We bless you, your family, the gifts of God, and the calling of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so we now ordain you to gospel ministry, and we are super excited for your future and want to continue to bless you. And so, Lord, we do just bless this family, Lord. Bless them. Lord, we also pray for Corey right now, God. Lord, I just pray that you give him wisdom, that you give him discernment, that you give him kindness. I pray that, Lord, the role that he is being called into, you'd help him continue to understand and to recognize his giftings, and that he would just come right alongside Nikki, and that they would serve together for the glory of God and for the well-being of people in Alturas. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's people who agreed said amen. 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 All right. God bless you too. You can go ahead and stand up. I'm going to go ahead and just close us in prayer. And if you want to hang out and give them a hug and a high five, feel free to do that. But Lord, we just thank you for this gathering. We thank you for the church community that you have here. We pray that you continue to open up doors for us to continue to multiply. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m.